Well, they call themselves the Everything Store, and they are. I just bought some cat litter the other day on Amazon.com. But remember, Amazon got its start in books, and the online retailer still dominates that book-selling market. But there's a new partnership in town. It's between Google and Barnes & Noble, and they're trying to hit Amazon right where they live in their sales. This week, the two companies announced that they're joining forces to offer same-day delivery. That's something Amazon even doesn't have. For a look at the Amazon economy and how it's changing business for online retailers, we turn to Alexandra Alter, the publishing reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Hi, Alexandra.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Same-day delivery is one thing, but is this really about physical books or downloads? I mean, everybody's got an e-reader, right?
That's true, but print remains a really strong business for both publishers and retailers. And in fact, Amazon controls about 60% of the online market for print book sales as well. So for Barnes & Noble to increase its online reach at the same time as it moves incremental sales of books up at its local stores is highly appealing. You know, this is one way for them to get people to buy books online, but the sales are in fact coming from local stores where Google will have couriers picking up the books and ferrying them to people's doors within hours.
Now, from Barnes & Noble's perspective, they really need to do this, right? Because Barnes & Noble stores have been closing all over the country. The bricks and mortar business is getting tough for them.
It is getting tough. I mean, we've already seen Borders go out of business. Barnes & Noble has closed more than 60 stores in the last 5 years. They still have, you know, a fairly strong base. They're the last ones standing. But they recognize that, you know, e-commerce is a growing part of the economy. And, you know, until now, if you wanted to get a book the same day or the next day, you had one option, and that was Amazon.
So it kind of seemed to me when I read this news, you know, that Amazon is almost like the smog of book retailing. There's only one little hole in their armor where you can fire an arrow to kill them, and that's that they don't have same-day delivery. It's like the only little shred of convenience that they don't deliver.
You know, in fact, they have started same-day delivery themselves, and this week they announced that they're expanding their same-day delivery service. A day before Barnes & Noble and Google started their service, Amazon announced that they were expanding, adding six more cities where they would offer same-day. They charge slightly more than Google does at this point. So I think the price point will be an issue, and it's very expensive for both companies to provide this service. So in order for them to make money off of it, it's going to have to really expand quite a bit from where it is now.
You know, Alexandra Alter, apart from book sales, you know, getting something the same day was the last best reason to still go down on Main Street, still go to a store in your neighborhood, hopefully a mom and pop store maybe, and buy something with your hands instead of literally just lifting one finger. Is that going away?
Well, that's an interesting point. I mean, that's one, you know, downside to same day delivery is it is sort of the last service that local physical stores could provide was, you know, if you want a book right now, come down to our bookstore and get it. So on the one hand, it is kind of a threat to that. But the way that Google is doing it, which is different from Amazon's system, is that they're actually having couriers go to local stores. I mean, these tend to be chains like Barnes & Noble, Target, Walgreens. These aren't local mom and pops for the most part. But, you know, Amazon just has their warehouses. So if you want to feel like you're supporting your local bookstore, even if that is a Barnes & Noble, and you still want a same-day delivery, the Google setup will provide for that.
So the Google setup then almost works like that FTD flower service that we've all been familiar with for decades, which is they're a network, but they bring you the flowers from a store sort of near you.
Exactly.
Well, you know, Alexandra Alter, there's also the issue of authors and publishers. And Amazon famously has been in battles, if not a war, with authors over their prices, over distribution. Does this potential competition affect that battle at all?
That's really interesting. I mean, it's an interesting moment for this partnership to arise because it's true that Amazon is facing growing criticism from publishers, from authors, because of its punitive negotiating tactics with Hachette. It's been delaying shipments on some titles. It's removed the pre-order button. And there has been like a nascent boycott Amazon movement. And, you know, at this point, there wasn't really an alternative for shoppers who did need to buy a book online and get it delivered quickly. So for the partnership to arise right now does actually provide an alternative. On the other hand, you're looking at a pretty limited test phase where they're just working really in Manhattan the Bay Area and West Los Angeles.
Well, Alexander Altera, I know you cover the publishing industry, but it seems to me that this deal between Google and Barnes & Noble, same-day delivery, albeit of books, is really just an opening bid for same-day delivery of almost anything you want on the internet. I mean, that's probably where this is going.
Absolutely. I mean, Google already has 19 other retail partners. They didn't start with books. Books is the latest edition, and they will be also providing whatever else Barnes & Noble sells, magazines, toys. So it is. I think all these retailers, you're seeing Walmart and eBay, are the battle is for faster and faster delivery.
So what's next, Alexander Alter? Amazon's hiring drones in the next decade. These companies, what, armed drones going to fight it out in the skies for supremacy? Is that?
Well, you know, Google is making a robotic dog. So maybe Google's robot dog will bring down the Amazon delivery drones. It'll be like a high-tech version of the dog bites the postman.
Jeez, that might be where we're headed. Well, the publishing wars, the distribution wars continue. Google and Barnes & Noble offering same-day delivery going right at Amazon. From your computer right to your front door. Alexander Alter, publishing reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.